to the Friday show. It is Passover weekend, and we have a big 7 for Heaven sale starting midnight last night and going right through to midnight on Monday night. And we have an amazing guest. We're tracking him down, Roger Stone, one of the senior advisors to Donald Trump. And we've got some good questions. I call it AXE questions. Two major questions we're going to ask, of course, to start with. Number one, we want to know what Donald Trump will do with the 28 pages. Obviously, Obama is over in Saudi Arabia trying to curry and curtsy to the king of Saudi Arabia, who has threatened to drop trillions of dollars of debt and destroy the Fed Reserve note if, indeed, we release the 28 pages, which will allow thousands of American families to sue the Saudi government. But we know that Saudi Arabians and the Israeli Mossad were yet trigger fingers for the CIA that ran this operation, so you need to know that. Second question is, Phil Gramm, who is working under the Clinton administration, was the primary architect for the removal of the Glass-Steagall provisions in the law to put a firewall between bankers' deposits and the speculative market called derivatives. This was brought out in a movie called The Big Short, and we're going to talk about that, if we can, with Roger when we get connected here in a moment. Because we want to know, this is, again, one of the primary people that is connected to Ted Cruz. We call Donald Trump's term, moniker for him, is Lion Ted, Lion Ted. And, of course, as I say, they need, if he does get the nomination, they need to play the Canadian anthem because he doesn't qualify. But those are the two main questions. We'll have other issues that I'm sure are kind of going to come up. The very fact that the spoilers are still in the race. Now, Ted Cruz is basically, after next Tuesday, mathematically eliminated from ever getting enough ballots on the before the convention. And we have also Mr. Kasich, who really is a spoiler, thinking somehow he'll pick up a lot more votes on the second or third ballots. If they disenfranchise the American voters that are Republican, they pretty well guarantee that Hillary Clinton will get in because she's the Democratic Party, if it's possible, is even more corrupt than the Republican. And if Hillary gets in, she is, I guess, her term that Donald uses is Crooked Hillary. She is so connected and crooked, you can guarantee with the globalists and treaties, et cetera, she'll say one thing and do the exact opposite. So interesting questions for Roger Stone, who will be joining us in just a few minutes. He might be thinking that the show starts a few minutes past the hour, so we'll keep on tracking him down from our board op. And by the way, the board ops here at Republic Radio are awesome. As I called yesterday, I want you out there listening audience, many of our audience that followed us from Genesis Network, to donate and support the network. And this is not for me, this is for our network. You can support us by buying our nutraceuticals exclusively and asking for wellness consultations. By the way, they're free by email and phone to anybody. You don't have to have anything previously purchased. The only time when I actually will charge the consult fee is if one in 100 or 200 cases, someone has tons of medical records, x-rays, MRIs, legal reports they want me to review. And that's it. It's part of our ministry. So I want you to get on the phone and get a hold of Republic Radio, and you can call them and find out exactly how you can help to support the station. That's 800-724-2719 is the main office number, 800-724-2719. If you want to call into the show at any hour, except the third hour on Fridays, when Michelle is answering your wellness questions, we call it the firing line. When Michelle usually comes in just once a week, sometimes she came in on Tuesday for a half an hour, and she collects your questions from email and phone calls for any kind of health problem you can imagine, and I will challenge and try to put together a protocol for any health condition, integrating the best of medicine, surgery, functional alternative herbology medicine, toxicology, and biophotonic, or we call the quantum physics of biology. And you're going to hear cutting-edge information here you're not going to hear in any other radio show. And by the way, I'm going to be starting to do a live stream podcast on Saturdays. I will send out an announcement. I strongly recommend that you sign up on my live stream channel to know when there's new updated videos, audios, and other things. That video conference will be on a Saturday. I'll start setting a specific time. Most likely be early Saturday afternoon, but I'll be doing a live stream video podcast. All our podcast iTunes are all set up now. If you go to our links on Nutramedical, and by the way, that's the best place to listen, is go to Nutramedical. You'll see a panel for all the different ways of listening and tune in and Shoutcast so that you can get informed as to what's going on. Do we have our guest, Roger Stone? Okay. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you over the number to track down Harley and see if he can track him down. Because so far, Harley is over at LaRouche Foundation. He couldn't make it today. And and I have to do a little quick typing here. As again, this is what I call live radio is like, one of my analogies, metaphors is like juggling flaming machetes with a headband on over your eyes. You can either be cut or burned. If you know where the handle is and you're visualizing where it's rotating in space, you're not going to get hurt. But sometimes it gets pretty close. You can feel the heat or you can feel the blade just scrape by. And this is one of those scrape by things. So it's really important we get Roger on. We're in the closing days of in the next 6 weeks or so to the Republican nomination. And if we don't get Trump in, it is curtains for America. One or two terms more of progressive communism under Hillary or Bernie Sanders, or the corrupt politicians on the Republican side, including Ted Cruz, whose wife Heidi, and by the way, they shouldn't be retweeting looking at looks. They should be talking about how she looks in terms of the papers she's written for the North American Union, NAFTA, the agreements for the Council on Foreign Relations for international trade treaties, which will set up an international trade court. This is very serious. People need to know that if those things happen, our Congress and Senate and even the Office of the President become vestigial because the treaties will supersede our own national laws. And the trade courts are closed to private lawsuits, which means we will be shielded from even full disclosure of foreign transfers of money outside the country, corporate maneuvers and all kinds of things that are going to further cause damage to the country. So people need to realize that crooked Hillary, crooked lying Ted, and all the other politicians, including Little Marco, et cetera, would all literally continue to strip the bones of the turkey of America down to its bone marrow. And the world basically is dependent on a sovereign and a righteous and a properly acting strong America. The whole world. Doesn't matter if you're New Zealand, India, whatever. If America perpetuates illegal wars, if America perpetuates and supports ISIS, which we're doing right now with Obama, if America perpetuates economic imperialism, which is destroying the middle class here, but also around the world is setting up a possible derivatives blowout with the markets, we have a very serious situation. Let me just see. I'm now getting a message that we can't get Harley either. I can't believe this. Let's see. Okay, let's see if we can get in a... let's see. Nope, no sign. Okay, well, we'll try in the next break. What I want to do is right now we'll continue calling that number for Roger. He's supposed to be on available. And I want to talk about some of the other world stories that are going on right now so people have to understand. Right now, for example, the European Union is so-called strengthens Britain. Britain is talking about the idea of leaving the European Union, of course. Most of the nations in Europe are trying to leave the European Union, but they're strangled by the euro system and the financial system over there. What people should be really understanding is America and NATO are putting themselves in a war footing with Russia, sending over man pads and surface-to-air missiles and all kinds of other technology so that the Turks that want to set up the Neo-Ottoman Empire and the Sunni Shiites that are now we're supporting a further counterattack against the now reelected Saudi Syrian government under Bashar al-Assad. This will precipitate a counterstrike by Russia that will be very devastating. Now, because they don't have the large conventional forces to counteract us, the next major move on the part of Russia will be what I call the weapon of indignation. And that means if we get deep into a Middle Eastern war that gets way out of control, Russia won't just set up the S-400 anti-aircraft system. They'll strike America with an EMP weapon. That means your cities will go dark, your cell phones will disappear, your cable it will be gone, your gas can't be pumped, and people will go wild. You know, and this will be something that no B-movie could even imagine what will happen to America if the Russians are forced, and we're basically forced, to hit us with an EMP weapon. And they can do it. There are other nations developing EMP weapons. For example, Iran has been working for almost 30 years developing a platform-type system that can shoot up a small nuclear EMP weapon 200 miles off our coast, it'll hit 1,500 radio miles. So one on the east and west coast would cover probably 70-80% of America. And only the middle part of the country wouldn't be totally affected, or anything that's hardened against it. And you can harden it, by the way, with Less EMF, which is one of our companies. And Emil de Toffel has both a dental degree and an engineering degree, and, of course, is the top expert on electromagnetic radiation protection, radiation testing, testing for dirty electricity in your home, and all those other kinds of things as well. Now, what's going on in terms of is Russian forces apparently, Russian forces in Syria may have fired on an Israeli aircraft. Now, Israel, you see, is very close to, you know, the evidence that I have behind the scenes for that Russian SU jet that went down some months ago, and I think 320-some people died. The evidence is very strong that the airspace of Jazeera Jagat over there, it was an Israeli jet with an air-to-air missile that took that jet out. There was no evidence forensically from the forensic analysis of a onboard bomb, although the Egyptian version of the Muslim Brotherhood Al-Qaeda, ISIL, tried to take credit for it, but there's no evidence from the forensic that there was an onboard bomb, which means it was hit by a surface missile. It was either probably Turkish, American, or Israeli, and apparently it was very close to the Israeli airspace. But this is now at least twice in the Israeli military aircraft, prompting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to seek improved operational coordination with Moscow. Now, you might find it a little bit strange, but they are doing operational control. Obama isn't. He actually will not do operational interactions with the Russians so they can coordinate air attacks against ISIS, because Obama wants to support them at the same time he criticizes them. This is very schizophrenic. He wants to take credit for being a peacemaker at the same time he's making war. He wants to take, he doesn't listen to the advice of the King of Jordan, who tells him to stop supporting ISIS. And this is the King of Jordan in the area, who is part of, you want to call it, of their layers of their New World Order, who's very freaked out that they're going to lose Jordan. And if Jordan is gone, they'll be smack up against Israel, and Israel will use the Zamption option, which is not only space-based weapons, but enough nukes that they can take out any nation, including Russia, China, or America. People don't know that. They don't realize that the third nuclear power is Israel. And they have their own independent satellite imaging system called ImageSat. They have their own independent satellite-based anti-missile systems, which, by the way, is easier to protect a smaller territory like Israel. They've been advancing and doing research on the not only the Iron Dome, but the newer layers of anti-missile systems, which started in White Man Sands Missile Base in New Mexico. And then they say they're going to be on contract to give it back to us. Well, I don't know. As I say, if you want a bridge on the moon, I can say that. But people need to understand that what's really going on is so far beyond the pale. It's hard to understand. So the next issue that we need to talk about, I think, is the issue of what's happening in terms of the stress on the American population. In terms of health issues, for example, the rate of suicide in America is climbing, especially among adolescent girls, which is, you know, the social pressures and the bizarre behavior being pushed and so on are really, really high. A lot of it also is due to the toxic vaccines, such as Gardasil, which affects the immune system, the toxic food that has mineral depletion and genetically modified food with unstable plasmids, all of these other challenges. Also the feminizing toxic materials in the environment. It turns out virtually 100% of the biotoxins in the environment are feminizing, which is the reason why we're seeing also the development of what I call the human species intersex, also right down to other animals like alligators. This is one of the jokes I've said previously that is appropriate, is that if you are an alligator farmer in Florida, you used to be able to tell them from many yards away. Now you got to flip them over to tell the girl alligators from the boy alligators. Well, that's happening to people as well. It's a gradual process over the last 60 years since the 50s, where they've been doing studies of hormones and sperm count and other issues. But this is probably one of, besides the cultural issues of the destruction of the culture of the family, it's probably one of the biological bases for the destruction of the biology. And people need to understand that. The other thing that was happening is that we are making amazing strides on search for the genes behind healthy aging, such as the FOXO2 gene. Turns out I happen to have that one. It gives you long life. And the analysis of drugs like glucophage that just inadvertently developed over 60-some years ago is a drug that actually does life extension for virtually all vertebrates and invertebrates, even right down to worms. And they're trying to discover why. It's not the Hayflick theory in terms of the free radicals. It deals with actual process called the time clock of aging. And I'm going to be presenting my anti-aging theory this November in Las Vegas to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and I have given specific benchmarks of how to test my theory to see if it's correct. If it is correct, it's going to change the direction of research worldwide in terms of how we deal with not only aging, but the biology of all living systems in terms of healthy food, healthy animals, and toxic epigenetics, as well as healthy epigenetics in terms of genetic expression, and the fact that during your life you actually code for new DNA, believe it or not. You have a, if you want to call a programmer in your DNA to code for new DNA, almost like what I call DNA artificial intelligence. In other words, there is a negentropic or an intelligent system to respond to the environment by making new epigenetic microtubules and actual DNA code, believe it or not. And this is passed on from generation to generation. So if you have a bad diet that's deficient in minerals, it may actually affect the enzyme activity for multiple generations afterwards. So that's very exciting. It means that we have to start looking at a broader range of what healthcare is. It's healthcare. It's like you can't fluoridate water if you want to have xenoestrogens that are biotoxins. You can't give vaccines or toxins in the food that are actually are estrogenic. You can't have heavy metals that literally downregulate or interfere with, say, zinc metabolism. For example, when you have depleted uranium, it interferes with chromium and molybdenum. So you affect neurotransmitters in the brain, and you also affect the hexose monophosphate shunt for metabolism, and you affect chromium and insulin resistance. So we see, for example, wasting syndromes with depleted uranium that are far faster than if you starve to death. I remember seeing one of the veterans who came back after pulling somebody out of a tank from what they call blue fire, bounced around inside the tank, and there was a vapor cloud inside of depleted uranium. And he pulled the gentleman up. What happened is about 5 or 6 breaths later, he started getting wasting, and in literally a couple months, he lost 90 pounds and then quickly expired. I was wanting to do testing to send it off to specific toxicology labs to look at the depleted uranium and his enzyme activity in his body and look at different organs in terms of the damage. And the response by Major Swinder and the staff to doing testing on these individuals was, if you do those tests, you'll be fired or worse. And I looked at Dr. Major Swinder and I said, what's worse? And he said, how about dead? I said, I know where you live, and you better not talk to me like that anymore, or you won't be putting your socks on in the morning. And he definitely stopped talking like that to me. So I want you to understand, I'm whistleblowing on information you're not going to hear from anywhere else. And we are going to try to track down Roger Stone and figure out where he is. So we're going to be finished here in just a moment. I will scramble around again with our flaming machetes and see if we can track down Roger. And I'll be back in just a moment. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And we are back, and we will continue to try to track down Roger Stone. I've sent messages now to his media person, Jen Hobbs, and we're going to try to get Ann Morrison, our scientist, on. She's, by the way, also on John Moore's show, I think, on Fridays. And she does a blog called Twiland.info. We're setting it up with our buddy Jim Quercy out of New York to have it as a subscribed blog. She has literally an incredible amount of work in it. You will not find the information in her science blog anywhere on the planet. And so we're going to try to track down Anne a little early, and then hopefully if Roger shows up, we will be able to ask the tough questions we have been advised to ask that are helpful regarding Phil Graham and the Glass-Steagall Act and the 28 pages. And of course, we know the 28 pages, they want to spin it like they did in 60 Minutes to say it's independent Saudi Arabians. It's not the U.S. government, because you've got to remember 9/11 was a military-grade simulation with false icons put on the screen by U.S. Space Command and NORAD. It was not by a renal dialysis patient, a tall Saudi Arabian by the name of Tim Osman, a.k.a., that's a CIA name, Osama bin Laden, the Mujahideen under the CIA. You have to understand, if you've heard of these other stories from someone else, this is verifiable in the public media, but it's also verified in the classified sources that I have, still classified access. So you want to know that what's going on now. The 28 pages of these go considerably further. This is probably why Obama, over 7.5 years, although he promised the first 3 months of his term, first term, to release it, he's making a deal to not release it, because he's going to use this screen that, hey, the Saudis will pull down the economy by dumping $3 trillion of debt into the derivatives market that'll blow the economy. I think that would be a suicidal move on the part of the Sunnis, and especially Saudi Arabia, because we provide military protection. And with an advancing Russian and Iranian Shiite military presence in the Middle East, as Bill Salas says, the burden of the desert by the sea, which is Saudi Arabia, Mecca, Medina, and, of course, Riyadh, would be their destruction. So we have to understand these people aren't rational. They're constantly very arrogant, manipulative, and they somehow have an apocalyptic view, which is, you know, doesn't seem sensible, but you have to understand where they're coming from. So let's see if we can... do we have Ann Morrison ready to go? Okay, let's give her a try and see if we can get to Ann. What I want to do first is, while we're waiting, I'm going to go over some of our recent consultations, because I think this is going to be very helpful for people. In the third hour, we talk about this. One of the things that I think is important is when we deal with things like chronic obstructive lung disease or diabetes or other problems. In COPD, what you're having is you're having amplification, what's called basket cells, in the mucous bronchorrhea, which is mucus and bacteria and viruses and so on. There's often a low-grade, not only bacterial and mycobacterial, which is a relative of TB, but there's also often chronic viruses. For example, asthma or asthmatic bronchitis, asthmatic COPD, we call them the blue bloaters. They have rhinovirus subclass 3 growing in their airways. So that's really important to understand that. I think it's important to understand when we're trying to do that, we want to do three things. Clear the pathogens. We have the only monoatomic Tesla-activated plasma form of iodine that kills all pathogens. We have the highest-grade allicin in a German delivery system, so it's 200 milligrams more than Alamed, developed some 30 years ago by Peter Jostling. That's a prescription in Europe, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and this is 200 milligrams more at half the price. And we have the only ionic silver in the world, which is a stable complex, which is hundreds of times stronger than any other silver. Silver is only active in terms of stem cells or killing pathogens when it's in the ionic state. And therefore, if only 0.01% is in the ionic state from nanoparticle or colloidal or whatever they want to market the term, it has no biological activity, basically. And, of course, the accumulated silver can cause what we call blue man syndrome. We're not talking about the blue man troop in Las Vegas. We're talking about you over time taking gallons of silver that's not in the ionic state and turning blue. Then that can happen. You won't when you're taking tiny amounts of silver. In fact, we put the silver in our irrigation devices, such as the hydro floss for your teeth. You can put it in your eye for stopping eye diseases. You can spray it on burns and it'll turn the burn off. And as you take it orally, it actually will not only kill the pathogens in your gut, it stimulates your stem cells to regenerate every organ in your body. It's amazing. Back in just a moment, we're going to keep on working to track down Roger, and we'll bring on Ann early.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. LANDHO.TV right now.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm that professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits each year. Go to richmoneyrich.com to learn more. Turn $250 into $4,903 with just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. The good news is, it is 100% free. Even better news, you don't have to be an experienced investor to get started. Visit richmoneyrich.com. The only skill you need is the ability to push a single button. It's easy. Get your share of easy stock market millions. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. richmoneyrich.com. Go now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. And receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
After the program today, we are going to do a live stream video podcast, and it'll be posted up immediately. And I strongly recommend all of our listeners to sign up at our live stream channel. You'll get notifications when there's new uploads of the audio files, the audio video files of our live stream channel. We're also going to set it up to automatically translate it over to YouTube as well. And so whenever we do a report after the show on Friday, which can be anywhere from 10 minutes to 45 last week, you'll be able to get the video, and it's all totally free, and we can get some answers for you. So let's see if we have here. I guess it's funny. I got a message back from Jennifer Hobbs, but they just keep on giving me his number and say maybe he has a trouble with his phone. Well, obviously something's wrong. You try to make sure if you're a media person that you get it connected. It's important because we have a huge reach. Most people don't realize that the reach of my show, not only over in Genesis, which was just a hair behind Alex, and that was with a lot of what I call radio prison suppression of my show, was a hair behind Alex. If it hadn't been, it would probably be a long time ago number one on that network. And we have a huge reach. We actually have more listeners listen to my show than most cable shows, including things like The Factor with O'Reilly, etc. We're talking about millions of people per week. So you need to understand, when we get a media person like Roger Stone on, who's a specific consultant, and the guy is obviously a genius. He's written some very incisive books on the Clintons. This is important because we can have a change of direction not only in the GOP election cycle, but also start to get the party behind Donald Trump so we actually prevent Hillary Clinton from getting in to be president. If she gets in, America is doomed. And we can talk about a number of issues. She won't deal with the open borders and terrorism. She won't deal properly with public health of Zika virus. She won't deal with the economy because they're going to have corruption and continue with the trans-Pacific and transatlantic partnerships. If you won't resurrect the radiation testing sites across America and do buoys to measure the radiation coming through the ocean, it's destroying the ocean and the filter feeders along the coast, which is why China won't accept our clams and other filter feeders. And she's not going to address anything. She may say she's going to, or she says she supports blacks and so on, but I guarantee you she's not going to make jobs like Donald Trump. That she's deep in the Goldman Sachs, which is why she won't release a transcript. People don't understand just how evil she is and how much she'll promise all kinds of things. And the people that have voted for her are going to be damaged the most by her election as president if we don't get everyone behind Donald Trump. So getting Roger on is going to be important. If we don't catch him today, we will track him down and get him on later. And let's go through your blog. It's very important to understand exactly what's happening.
Okay, well, yeah, because since the Ecuadorian earthquake at magnitude 7.8 and the amount of damage, the number of people who were killed, it's approaching 500, the amount of infrastructure damage, and people are saying two things. They're saying, were the previous two 7-point-something earthquakes in Japan, by the way, that was a doublet, did they initiate the Ecuadorian earthquake? So I want to talk about that today. And we have some new information that has come out from NASA and also from IPERS in France. And so I want to go over this because now we have a better understanding of what's happening with the core of the Earth, the mantle of the Earth, the lithosphere of the Earth, and the crust of the Earth, and, of course, the tectonic plate boundaries.
Right. Now, there's a lot of disinformation out there by people who grab on one or another fact, and they don't have science to back it up. Whether they're people I'm one of the guys that literally, I've tried to block his email, and I literally begged him recently to stop it, is John DiNardo. But there's a lot of these yahoos out there. They don't have any background in nuclear physics, quantum mechanics, astrophysics, or anything else. And I brought on Professor McCanny, and of course I like to ask tough questions. I put him on the spot many times by asking him questions he felt either squirmed or didn't want to answer, and other times he gives pretty straightforward answers. But the problem is that I'm your worst nightmare if you try to squirm away or try to pretend that I don't have a good question for you, because I'm going to get you. Okay, you know that, you've seen that, Ann, haven't you?
I have.
Yes, indeed. Now, people need to understand this. Here's the core facts. The deeper mantle of the Earth, between 400 and 700 kilometers, is made primarily of ringwoodite. The researchers from Northwestern University and other places where the geology of the outer Earth is very intricately tied to volcanism and earthquakes. And it turns out what they've discovered is that ringwoodite, which is, bubbles up at the central, it's called mid-oceanic cleft. And the way they discovered this is they were pulling along magnetometers and saw a reversal of the magnetic flux lines with the reversal of the magnetic flux fields at the bottom of the ocean, so that the crystal structure was affected by what's called a magnetic pole change, or pole reversal. And they call it the zebra lines. You heard that before, right? The center of the oceanic cleft, these ringwoodite rocks actually bubble up to the ocean floor, and it can be fairly deep. It can be down a mile or two. And the ringwoodite is made up of about 1 to 2% of the actual rock itself is made up of about 1 to 2% up to 5% of nascent hydrogen and oxygen. Nascent means that there's oxygen, hydrogen released, and the nuclei of ringwoodite is affected by gravity waves coming in from deep space. So most people don't realize that the nuclei of molecules and the T1/2, they discovered this research facilities in North Bay, Ontario, and in deep facilities in the Earth, where they're doing research on what's called the isotopic effect of quantum, the quantum field called the Higgs field. And the quantum field, when it shakes a nuclei, it can change the half-life for the rate at which it decays into daughter molecules. Now, ringwoodite is not a radioactive nucleus, but it's unstable. And when it's shaken by the gravity wave coming in, it releases the nascent hydrogen and oxygen, and they immediately combine to form water that's not deuterium or tritium. It's the nascent water that's the cleanest water on the planet. They've estimated that just in the rock content at 400 to 700 kilometers down, there's at least 10 times more water than all the water in all the oceans of Earth, all the vapor in the clouds, and all the oceans and rivers, and all the aquifers on the planet. That's a lot of water. And what happens is when the ringwoodite forms, it releases the nascent oxygen hydrogen, It forms water, and it lowers what's called a melting point of the mantle rock. When it lowers the melting point, it creates magma. So wherever you find magma, water is, believe it or not, the thing that generates it. Isn't that interesting?
It is very interesting.
The chain of astrophysics is gravity waves are coming in from deep space at a range called 0.73 light years. Now, that's a long way out. We're talking about something that's 400 times further out, between 100 and 400 times further out than the planet Neptune. That's really damn far out. 0.73 light years. Which means it takes 9 months for light from the dwarf star, because there is a dwarf star out there, at least one or two. And there's probably several hundred planets that are fairly large in size. In fact, they've estimated that there's at least, and this is from the Russian Space Agency, at least one major dwarf star and at least two planets that are circulating around along with a lot of smaller ones that are the size of Neptune or larger. Big dang planets. Now, there's thought to be a cycle where this dwarf star cycles around the solar system and takes roughly around 20,000 years to do so. And it may have what's called a hyper-elliptical orbit, which means it goes further out into really deep space and then comes back relatively close. But it doesn't have to come into the inner solar system. It also can bump, just like a cue ball in a billiard game, and knock the comets that are sitting in the Oort cloud. Because if you think of the number of comets in the inner solar system, they're knocked in, and the flypaper for comets and asteroids is Jupiter, because the gravitational pull will yank it. That's why you'll see all kinds of people watching Jupiter to see comets and asteroids, you know, smash into it, because it's a pretty giant planet. In fact, technically Jupiter is a star because it actually releases more X-rays and infrared light than it receives from the sun. So people don't realize Jupiter is a star, technically. So we actually have at least a trinary star system. Sol, the yellow dwarf star, Jupiter, and at least one or more dwarf stars that are in the outer solar system. Now, for every yellow dwarf star or larger blue giant, there's 10,000 dwarf stars that are a brown dwarf, red dwarf, or larger. 10,000. The reason is the lifespan of a dwarf star exists for between 10 and 100 trillion years. Which means the parent star that they circulated around is long gone. It's literally become what's called a white dwarf, which means basically it's collapsed into itself. So our sun, when it finally collapses, will collapse to the size of a baseball. Isn't that interesting? It forms what's called a gravitational singularity, or a small black hole. Now, it can have supermassive black holes that move through the galaxy and grab these things up like a big vacuum. So what people need to understand is, what's going on, there could also be a supermassive black hole out there that could be creating a gravity wave too, and we can't see it because curved time-space around it, the only thing you see is the actual gravity waves created by it moving through the galaxy. Isn't that interesting? So supermassive black holes are out there, and you can't see them because they curve the light around themselves, just like if you're to do above-light travel, which is what we call wormholes, just like that movie, that actor that talked about, what was it now, last year. It was really good, and he went through this wormhole to go to another galaxy. Right, you remember what I'm talking about. Interstellar, that's it.
Interstellar.
And what he did is he was actually talking about real principles in science, but it actually goes beyond that. And believe it or not, I understand this. I actually trained myself in quantum mechanics in grade 11, and I had a special scholarship to go to MIT in quantum nuclear physics. Now, I'm not the only one in my family with these kind of talents. My niece, Danielle, she finished her master's degree in physics at 13, and she had her PhD from Princeton in plasma nuclear physics at 18. Okay?
Wow.
So you have to understand, when I'm talking about these things, I'm talking with a position of authority. Plus, I also worked with U.S. Space Command, Strategic Defense, and Star Wars, and I'm like an information magnet. I suck it up when I have a photographic memory. I don't forget anything. So, I'm not boasting here, because these talents are given by God to me, so I can actually make this. The globalists are fully aware there's either a supermassive black hole that's affecting gravity waves, because they have the thing called, have you ever heard of the small array telescopes that they actually, small array interferometry telescopes. I'm trying to remember what the actual initials are. And they actually had to shut it down for 5 years because they didn't have enough power. And they announced right afterward that there was a dwarf star in the Oort cloud. Do you remember that in the fall?
Yeah, I do kind of remember that.
Right. It's called ALMA. That's the Advanced Linear whatever Microarray Observatory. Okay, ALMA. And what it means is you can see the gravity waves coming in. The first one I know, because I took care of employees working at the International Observatory down in McMurdo Bay. I actually did the exit entry exams for telescopy terms that worked on what's called a pi meson scope, which is below the ice shelf. The radio telescopes and what's called a gravitonic scope. So it looks at gravity waves coming in from deep space from the southern ecliptic. Because they've been looking for several centuries for the return of a dwarf star coming through the star sign called Ophiuchus. In fact, people, if they study this, they'll see it actually in the prophecies of Nostradamus, that the 13th star sign, which is Ophiuchus, that there'll be along the galactic plane the return of a long-returning hyper-elliptical dwarf star. Now, it doesn't need to come into the inner solar system. It can knock in comets like Hale-Bopp, that's four Earth masses, or just by creating gravity waves, it can change the nuclear physics of the sun. So it's producing more ultraviolet radiation, X-rays, and much higher levels of UV, B, C, and D. Now, A will tan you, B will burn you, C will give you cancer, and D will go right through the side of a building and cook you, kill you. Okay? And the levels of ground-level ozone and X-rays are increasing dramatically, which is part of the reason why we're seeing a lot more skin cancers, a lot more cataracts, and a lot more effects on biological systems. And a lot of people aren't aware that many of the drugs doctors give are actually what we call activated by high energy, ultraviolet light, and other energizing molecules. So when they whip through your body, especially ultraviolet light, B, C, and D, they actually take molecules from some drugs. For example, if you take moxifloxacin or levoquin, which is a DNA gyrase 4 inhibitor, and DNA gyrase 4 is not only in present in bacteria, which is why it kills them, but it also is present in your mitochondria because they're prokaryotic. And if you zap the DNA gyrase 4, your mitochondria go, you got me, and they die. Okay, not a good thing because your cells are a chimera of the eukaryotic genes, and the mitochondrial ring chromosome, which are literally in your neurons, you have up to 500,000. In a Purkinje cell, in your cerebellum, you can have several million. In your heart cell, you can have tens of millions. In a cardiomyocyte. People may not be aware of this one. Many of the drugs your dumb doctors give you actually are photoactivated by high-energy molecules, like X-rays or ultraviolet light, especially going outside. And now, in the last 23 years, the amount of ultraviolet light has increased dramatically. I mean, it's gone from 23% UVB or C and D higher to now over 73% in the last 25 years. So the globalists...
Yeah, that has to do with the ozone hole.
Right. Well, the ozone hole is another side effect of this, because when you put radio toxins up, you know, one of the things that they lied about was chlorofluorocarbons, but a brick does not float in the tub, okay? So it's a very, very large, heavy molecule. What can go up there is nitric oxide, which is released from... not having scrubbers or having dirty pollution or radiotoxins like radioiodine, which can float to the upper atmosphere. So after Fukushima Daiichi, the ozone hole went, poof, see ya, and it was gone. And people didn't understand that Fukushima continued to poison the upper atmosphere, is increasing the degradation of the ozone hole that protects us from ultraviolet light, but it's also increasing the ground-level ozone, generating the ground and also having effects on people. And life and animals and so on. It also increases the rate of mutation of viruses, because if you increase oxidative stress, ambient viruses in plants, animals, etc., they mutate at a higher rate. So the globalists are aware of this. A lot of them are trying to timeline it from, you know, doing everything from shamans to remote viewing to whatever to figure out what is out there and what's going on, because that's why, for example, the Vatican had the Arecibo telescope in Chile and the binocular telescope in Arizona at the university there, which is the largest binocular telescope owned by the Vatican. And the reason why is they're trying to see the fulfillment of the third letter of Fatima. Okay? People need to understand this. They spent billions of dollars doing this, and they have advanced scientists watching this, because the globalists are building underground cities at a rate of every 7 weeks, a new underground city between 4 and 12 cubic miles. That's just in America. Doesn't include Canada, China, Russia, or wherever else. Yeah, the Yamantov Mountain facility, and there's two facilities this size in Russia, can house 250,000 people each. Okay? The number in China is mind-boggling, how many of these ones, and they're pretty large, around 8 to 10 cubic miles in size. Their favorite is to use old dormant magma domes or to create what's called a matrix city with sodium-cooled nuclear reactors. I know, I took care of one of the guys, Phil Snyder's buddy, John Fiala, was my patient. So I know everything about this stuff, not just a little bit. And I'm going to release a little more today, but you need to understand the globalists are freaked out, like that movie, you know, stressed out by the 21 pilots. They're stressed out. They're building underground cities, and they don't care about infrastructure or us. That's why they want total control, wars, pestilence, and a hiraj of Islam.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, and we're back with Ann. I want to put that spiel together because you're going to hear things in this show, whether it's dealing with healthcare, spiritual, astrophysics, or other issues that I'm going to display and bring on experts you're not going to hear on any other radio show or television or any book or magazine anywhere on earth. And you can validate that, Ann, can't you? You're one of the smartest scientists I've ever known. I can tell you, we want to connect all the dots. We want people to get the full big picture because we want to know the urgency of what's going on, because the globalists are freaked out, like that song, you know, now I'm stressed out. They're stressed out, and they're not going to tell us this because they want to cull the herd. They think it's some form of satanic kindness to kind of poison our population so we can't reproduce, bring in the hiraj of Muslims, start a dialogue of the third crusade between Christians and Muslims to kill a lot of us off with nuclear war, and to vaccinate us, which reduces fertility and to allow we call endocrine disrupting toxins, so that we have intersex, and now the United Nations has 54 sub designations of sexual orientation. This is all by design. People say, Dr. Deagle. And I put this challenge out there to you that are listening. Now the new audience in RBN and my old GCN audience and those who have heard me on rents and elsewhere. I can provide, and this is not a boast, it's a fact, a solution to any problem on earth in any sphere, either instantly or a line of questioning and analysis that will provide an answer almost immediately. And anybody can call in and they say, that's really arrogance. No, it's not. There's a difference between competency and arrogance. For example, if you talk about a competent businessman who can build a large business, that's Donald Trump. Yeah, he's narcissistic. I'm a little bit like that too. Not because I want to be, but because it's just a fact. Hiding it, Jesus said, do not hide your skills or whatever your gifts that God's given you under a bushel basket. Display them for the glory of God, because the talents I have weren't for me. They're for you out there. It's for my brothers and sisters that if they don't hear the truth, whether it's health truth or geopolitical or astrophysical truth, they're going to suffer, they're going to die, and they may end up going to the place of the destruction of their soul, their higher self. Okay? So you need to understand that we are at the most dangerous time in history for the human race that was ever in the past or wherever we'll be in the future. This is it. This is the big show. Okay? So we're born as a time like this. We have to pursue the truth like a wild animal pursuing a prey. That's what we have to do. And if we don't do that, we're going to suffer. And to be honest with you, newsprint, magazines, and the big multimedia and cable and so on is totally useless. Do not do it. You'll drop a point of IQ for every hour you do it. Don't. And if you watch it, always make sure you have your iPad and your other things. You're cross-checking facts and say, you know, that doesn't make sense with what Deagle said or other people here on Republic Radio have said. Or other people, you know. One of the problems is you have to discern that in even disinfo-ops, they may be saying 70 to 90% truth. And they wrap it in what I call 10% cyanide. In other words, they'll twist it. So, oh no, Israel isn't involved in 9/11. Hogwash. Or Saudi Arabia wasn't the Saudi government and King Salman giving actual money and supporting them. No, no, no. It's just a few guys like King, like Anwar al-Awlaki. Not. Or some people will say historical, mistruths. So when we come back, we're going to go through Ann's blog, twiland.info, and do subscribe to it. I think Jim is working on getting that subscription set up. It is one of the most important documents you can subscribe to every week, and it is required reading if you're listening to Dr. Deagle and Ann. We're doing a live stream, if you want to call it a podcast, after the show. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned to be shocked, amazed, and empowered. We'll be back in a minute.
Everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.